The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty of Texans TV. Today is Tuesday, September 15th, and yesterday in the locker room after a light workout, some Texans players talked about the loss to the New York Jets and what they have to do to move forward against the Titans. Yesterday in the locker room, quarterback Matt Schaub reflected on the loss to the New York Jets and started preparing for the game against the Titans.
Matt, did it look better on video or worse?
No, it was bad. It was a bad game all the way around, and we just got to deal with it. We're moving on, and we're going on to our second game. We're going on to Tennessee. It's the only way we can look at it. We're 0-1. We can't change what happened yesterday, but we can improve on it and learn from it and get better.
The correctable part, where do you start, and then where do you move down?
We start from the top, and we just, matriculate on down through, everywhere. It starts with me and, the O-line, the receivers, the backs, everybody. It's the whole team, the defense. And we're just going to all improve and step our game up individually and collectively. We're going to be better.
So individually, what do you want to step up specifically?
Well, we're hot and we have to get rid of it. We're just going to, get it to our guy and we have the chance to make a play and, have to throw it away so much, try and, give a guy a chance and give him a better ball to work with.
Did you feel like you held the ball too often at certain times, or were you waiting for guys, were they just not getting open?
Well, they had good schemes. They did a good job, so we can't take anything away from the Jets. We're moving on to Tennessee. The game's over with yesterday, and we're moving on.
What do you do better against the Titans to be able to run the ball better?
Play more consistent. We got to, be more precise and detail specific and execute the little things in order to, keep ourselves in manageable third downs.
The kinds of pressure that Tennessee will bring, is it dramatically different in terms of scheme, or what are you facing this week that will be different?
Well, we know we're going to face a good defense. They've been a good defense, and, we just have to bring our A game and be better prepared this week collectively as a team, and we're going to do that.
Linebacker D'Amico Ryans had 8 tackles on Sunday against the Jets, but he says he and his teammates need to do better against Tennessee.
On the field and off the field, but we have to correct our stuff on the field as far as assignments. We just have to keep guys accountable, and if they're not accountable, then we're going to have to get them out of our huddle.
See that frustration? I know coming into the season, you guys talked about being a new, physical, intimidating defense where guys feared coming in, and then you had so much expectations, and you guys hit out there, and I know you looked at the film, and that wasn't what you saw.
No, we have high expectations for ourselves. We just expect guys to step up and do their job. You hear me say that a lot, but the more accountable we become, the better defense will be. We play good for a couple series, then we come out and just blow an assignment. And we have to have the consistency of everybody stepping in and doing their job. And right now we're not there. So we have to find the guys that are going to step in and just do the job that and play the technique they're supposed to play and do the job they're supposed to do.
When you look at the tape, what was the thing you guys saw the most that maybe you didn't realize coming out that you were either that close to making plays or that far off?
The plays that they made when we were wrong, they had big plays on. We blow assignment, got guys not coming in blitzes or, not having the right, leverage on the coverage. And when we were wrong, they capitalized on it. So you see all those big plays that they made on us, we had someone wrong. So it was nothing that they did that was so special. It was us. So once we get ourselves fixed and our mistakes corrected, we can definitely be a great defense because we had a lot of great things we did, and I'm proud of the stuff that we did put on tape, but the blown assignments we just cannot have.
Veteran cornerback Jacques Reeves has been out since early August with a broken leg, but he's healthy, he's been practicing, and he says he's ready to play on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm back. I should be back this week.
You going to start?
That I don't know. I haven't really talked with the coaches yet. I'm just been working on my conditioning for the past week, and we'll see where it goes come Wednesday.
So what kind of impact do you think you can make, Sean?
Have a little more depth. With me being able to play defense, it gives us a little more depth, not only at the cornerback position, but on special teams also. Let a couple of young guys go play gunner or go do what they're doing on special teams.
But, are you feeling strong enough to be able to play a lot of snaps, or do you feel like you'll have to kind of take it easy for a few weeks? How are you feeling?
I should be good. The leg's good, legs are strong, nothing, no problems there. My issue last week was with conditioning. Worked pretty hard last week. I feel good. Almost back to myself.
But you missed some time. How is that going to hold you back for the first game when you are back?
Just from, like I said, from a conditioning standpoint, everything else, I've been doing mental reps. I'm good with all the calls, good with all the everything Frank's going
to do. Thank you again for listening to the Texans Today podcast. For all the information you ever want to know about your favorite football team, just go to HoustonTexans.com. My name's Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston.